This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I was at the county fair in Valparaiso, Indiana, just a few days ago, watching traditions being passed along from one generation to the next. As they were exhibiting the livestock, the kids were learning a lot about work ethic, for example. And one of the things being passed along in many of our farm families is how to care for the equipment. Many kids and grandkids have learned that and carried that on into their adult life, and many have come to rely on Mystic Lubricants to keep machines working harder for longer, season after season. Mystic products like their legendary JT6 grease are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition of caring for the equipment. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. It's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Labor unions were watching closely that vote in Ohio yesterday, and they are proclaiming they have notched a victory, finally, after several setbacks. In Missouri, voters were asked to pass judgment on a prospective law barring private sector unions from collecting mandatory fees from workers who choose not to become union members. The law was rejected by a 2-to-1 margin. From This Week in Agribusiness, the surveys are showing farmers' support of Donald Trump has eroded significantly. Two separate surveys released this week, one from Farm Futures, as well as that monthly economic barometer from Purdue University CME Group, show that the farmers' view of the economy has dimmed significantly among the growers. The headline of that Purdue CME report was that this month's report showed the largest one-month drop in the barometer in the history of those monthly reports, a history which, by the way, goes back only 3 years. And it should be noted that while that drop has been precipitous this summer, as farmers are worrying more and more about trade during the trade dispute, that barometer today is actually at the same level it was immediately following Donald Trump's election to the presidency in the fall of 2016. And while much is said about the farm vote, and some contend that the farm vote was responsible for electing Donald Trump, I would simply say, whether we like it or not, there are not enough farmers to do that. Farmers didn't elect Donald Trump. Sad but true. Now, does the rural vote, which is not the same as the farmer vote, does the rural vote matter? Oh, you bet it does, and it has. The rural vote is, yes, the farmer vote, and all of those many folks in rural America who don't really farm, but have a definite vested interest in the health of the farm economy because it affects the income of many of them. The farm economy affects their taxes, their schools, their churches, and yes, the rural vote really can elect a president. Oh, and in that voting in Ohio yesterday, the analysts are saying a lot of folks in the suburbs turned out, and folks on the rural route were not as excited. And all we need to do is point toward Ohio if we need a reminder of the importance of our voting, and every vote counts, as close as that congressional vote was in Ohio's 12th congressional district. That's the Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.